Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode, I'm joined by my guest, Barry from O'Sullivan Fitness. Hey Barry.
Hey Brian, hey everyone.
So we've got such amazing feedback from these styles of episodes, basically where Barry comes in with questions and I kind of answer them improv off the cuff. So we generally cover different topics from nutrition, fitness, mindset, lifestyle. So kind of a wide variety of things. So let's get cracking into the first one. What's the first question, Barry?
Yeah, so the first one is, in general, at the moment, do you think, is there an underemphasis on training or an underemphasis on nutrition or both? Explain your answer.
Okay, so great question. I think it's a little bit of all three, depending on the person. What I found, and I have kind of lived every aspect of it, I've done the overtraining, eat what you want, I've done the over dieting and scale back training, and I've done where you've combined both. Very much in terms of it's finding what's the best fit for you. I normally find 99 out of 100 cases, people have either their training system completely out of alignment with their goals, or their nutrition's out of alignment with their goals. And the small percentage of people that have it on track are the people that get astronomical results. And you probably noticed that with clients that you worked with, because I know the people you work with, you tend to specify every specific thing that is in their lifestyle, in their schedule, and based around their goals. What do you do with your clients?
Of course, yeah, because I think a lot of the time you see people coming into the gym and they train very hard, and then of course they're going home and it's what they're putting into their mouth that's letting them down, or vice versa. Because we know ourselves, even when we're off slightly, it you know, we're lacking in results, or something's off, or if we're having, like we said in the last week, you know, if you're having a bad day, usually it's something, it's your rest or your recovery or something like that. So it's usually something that's off. So I suppose for a lot of the time with clients, it's a matter of breaking it down and making it as easy as you can for them. Obviously, when they're in the gym with you, you can train them, you can worry about that. So I think in my experience anyway, it tends to be more of a nutrition thing when they're not with you or they're unsure. So it's a lack of education. So I suppose it's about giving them as much guidance and education as possible. You're probably the same as yourself.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think nutrition is key, because it's funny. A funny thing happens when you get your nutrition on point and you start getting meals that are working for your body, that are giving you more energy, that are making you feel better, that are helping you build muscle, that are helping you lose body fat. You can get results without nailing your training. It's just when you combine the two is when you can massively 10x your progress. Yeah. I have people that come through my online program, and the reason that they get such results in a faster period of time, over your 6-12 week period, over your phase 1, phase 2, is down to the fact that you're hitting it from every angle and you're able to sustain it long term, because you're building a strategy and training systems and nutritional plans that fit into your lifestyle and are based around your goals. The number one thing, regardless to anybody, and I'm not saying come on to my program, I'm not saying work one to one with Barry, but anybody that's looking to get into amazing shape, you need to align your nutrition alongside your training program. So if you're doing, you know, one rep maxes and you're trying to build more muscle, or if you're eating 1,000 calories or less and you're trying to lose body fat, that's going to have a negative effect on your metabolism. It's actually going to slow down your long-term progress. And this is why I have an issue with like fad diets and liquid diets where you eat 500, 600 calories a day. Of course you're going to fucking lose weight if you eat 500 or 600 calories a day. If I gave you 2 Mars bars a day and said, right, eat a small bit of this Mars bar 6 times during the day, you're eating fucking 400 calories every day. You're going to lose weight. You know, that's the way it works. But then what happens is you start to upset things like leptin and ghrelin, your hunger, your satiation hormones, and then you can have a negative effect out the other side. So it's very important to get everything in alignment. I generally find that when you've got your nutrition on point and you're using real foods and you're spacing your meals, you know, depending on your goals, but at insulin-sensitive times, having your carbohydrates in the morning, post-workout, using foods that don't have preservatives, additives that work for your body and give you energy, I tend to find when you align that with a good training program that's focused on tension style training, elevating your metabolism, if you're in a calorie surplus, you're going to build more muscle. If you're in a deficit, you're going to burn more body fat. So I have a preference, and the way that I work my programs is based around those principles. That's not to say it's the only way that works. There's loads of systems that works. A ketogenic diet will work. IFYM will work for some people. Flexible dieting will work for some people. And depending on what's the best fit for you, it's making it apply to you. But I would advise getting it covered on all sides. You know, as long as you're training and your nutrition are in alignment with your specific goals, you're going to do amazing things. But I would make sure that you're knocking over both of those hurdles, or jumping over both those hurdles in conjunction with one another, because that's where the real goal is in terms of getting long-term progress and sustaining it over a long period of time. Awesome question. Okay, next one.
So the next one is, if you could give only one message or piece of advice to people around the world regarding their health, what would it be?
Okay, so I've made a massive switch over the last 18 months or so, since Holly was born, into more focus on my health and my energy and my sleep and things that are supporting me. For those of you that don't know or have only followed me recently, I was in the competitive bodybuilding world. I won my pro card at the Miami Pro, you know, nearly 3 years ago. I competed in the Worlds in Vegas. I finished eighth in the world in the pay-per-view in Las Vegas. It was funny because I actually had one of my guys who came up to shoot videos with me last week. He was like, did you used to compete in bodybuilding? I'm like, how long have you been following me? He's like, about 18 months. And I was like, yeah. He goes, geez, I didn't even know. He goes, I've been following your GEA stuff. And so just to kind of give a background, I was in that lifestyle. And that's why I have a little bit of an issue, because there's a lot of a darker, seedier underground of the fitness industry that people don't see. And that side of the competitive fitness modeling world, muscle model world, bodybuilding world, there's a lot of body dysmorphia, drugs, different things that no one fucking posts on Instagram or no one posts on Facebook. It's all the seedy underworld that's kind of going on there. And I've got friends that are still in that, and I wouldn't knock it in any way, shape or form. If that's what you love to do, 100% go and do it. But for me, it was having a very, very negative effect on my health. Like I would find that I'd be lying on the couch. I would be training 3-4 hours a day. I'd be eating 1600 calories and I'd be dieting down, and I'd be walking around at 5% body fat at 90 kilos. I think I've maxed out at like 6 or 7% body fat. I was pretty big and I was lean and I had no energy. My health was in shit. I felt horrible. And I remember I put a passage of this in my book that's out in the early summer, that my turning point came when I had a vision of me lying on a couch when Holly was 3 or 4 years old and I couldn't get off the couch because I was too tired because I was in a prep for a show. So for me, I made a massive switch towards my health and energy when she was born, because it wasn't about me anymore. I wasn't able to run myself into the ground. I wasn't able to train 3-4 hours a day. I wasn't able to diet on stupidly low calories because I wanted to look good to get up on stage so that I could place first or second or third in a top show. Like, what good is that? And I had this vision that in, you know, 10 years time, 11 years time, when Holly's 12 or 13 and I'm lying in a hospital bed because I've ran myself into the ground because I don't do anything by halves, and telling her, well, here, take all daddy's first place trophies. That was my shift and my turning point in terms of, right, I need to get things focused back on my health. So over the last 18 months, I've made a massive shift in that direction. And the advice I would offer anybody is very, very similar to what I said earlier, is get the programs and the training and the nutrition in alignment with your specific goals. I have a massive emphasis on increasing energy in my online programs, because the truth is, any training session I've ever missed and any time I've ever binged out on food was when I was low on energy or low on calories or low on the way I felt, and I felt horrible. So if you can hack your energy system and feel better through the day, you don't miss those training sessions. Not only that, you end up having better training sessions because your actual energy output is higher, because you're eating your meals that are keeping your blood sugar stable. You're using foods that keep your body ticking over in terms of its ability to build muscle or lose body fat. You're not putting processed ingredients in, preservatives, additives, e-sugarines, all these things that are going to have a negative effect on your insulin level in your brain, so your cravings can go through the roof. You can end up binge eating. You can have low levels of energy. Like, you gotta remember, when you eat foods that are very highly processed, your body is trying to break, use so much energy trying to break down and figure out what those ingredients are, that it takes away the actual energy the food is supposed to provide you with. Calories, by their very nature, are energy sources. Kilocalories is an energy source for your body. But what happens when you start adding all these processed ingredients and preservatives and additives, that starts to take away the energy that food is supposed to provide you. So you find that even though you're eating 2,000-4,000 calories of highly processed, refined sugars and preservative foods, you're not getting any energy from those foods. You know, like, try eating real clean foods, good meats, quality sources.
Or have one or two ingredients, you know what I mean? That's the thing, you know, people talk, I think, about as well. And you feel strongly on this, and I do too. And I can see, we both see where the other side of the fence, and I incorporate both, but I think, you know, you have to look at it from a health point of view, like we were saying. You know, real food has one ingredient. It doesn't have 10 ingredients. It doesn't begin with an E or a number.
Yeah.
You know, so I think people can argue all day and all night about how, well, it doesn't matter, you know, calorie's a calorie, or, you know, you can fit these things in, and you can, but for the most part, I think you have to put your health before your ego, and you have to put, you know, realize that it's what you're putting into your body is the most important thing at the end of the day. So even not to to get away from the question, but to get back to what you were saying about your shows and you're just kind of, you know, win at all costs. I think if we put our health before our ego, that's the most important thing. And for sometimes you need that wake up call like you had. I think it's sometimes it takes, I think I'm slowly in that transition as well, where that first you're all about, no, I get bigger, do anything you have to do to look the best. But then you realize, hold on a sec, I only have one body, of one life, you've one, you know, one health, look after it. Otherwise you'll kind of pay the cost in a few years and you'll regret it.
Hey everyone, this is Brian from the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. I just want to take a quick 90 seconds to thank you all for downloading the podcast and tell you about my 6-week top 50 online program. It still blows my mind to see the thousands of downloads every week. So thank you all so much. What if I told you you could lose body fat, build muscle or tone up all without putting your life on hold? One of the things that irks me in fitness is people saying that you need to train for an hour and a half every day or do loads of cardio to get in good shape, or silly things like you need to avoid putting milk in your coffee or completely eliminate alcohol or else you're going to get fat. The truth is you can get into incredible shape by eating certain foods, timing your meals properly, and following a training program that is in exact alignment with your specific goals. And you can do this without putting your life on hold. The right program should fit into your lifestyle and schedule and not the other way around. Whether you're a guy or a girl, think about how good it would feel losing body fat and building muscle or toning up, all because you have the right systems in place. You didn't have to starve yourself, you didn't have to spend hours and hours in the gym, or even try and piece together different workouts and nutritional plans together yourself in the hope that they worked. With my top 50 program, you'll have a full blueprint on how to best time your meals, what foods to eat, all your macro calculations and different recipes to help keep you on track. My philosophy on nutrition is to help you find the strategies, foods and system that work best for your lifestyle and goal, so your diet just becomes the way you eat and not a diet you're following. Also, have you ever found yourself thinking, am I doing this exercise right? Or is this the best way to lose fat, tone up or build muscle? I remember that feeling too well. Imagine the peace of mind knowing exactly how to do every exercise at home or in the gym, and knowing that your training program is in exact alignment with your specific goals and seeing your body composition change as a result. Everyone has different nutritional preferences, lifestyles, and schedules, and my Top 50 program is the only program where I work with each person through the Top 50 Facebook group. Here I do weekly Q&As with everyone in the program, and this is where we can tweak and adapt training and nutrition to make the program perfect for you. Not only that, but you'd also have one of my online coaches working with you Monday to Friday to make sure that there's no stone left unturned in getting you into amazing shape. Every program is capped to 50 people, so once the group hits 50 people, it closes until the next round. So for more information or to sign up for the next 6-week Top 50 online program, head over to my website, www.briankeenfitness.com, or email me on brian@briankeenfitness.com. And thanks again for listening.
It's amazing. Like the irony of it is, and I've spoken about this in other podcast episodes before, when I was at my biggest and at my leanest is when I hated the way I looked the most. It's so ironic. Like there's a great book by Ryan Holiday, Ego is the Enemy, which really, well, me and you had a conversation that I wish we'd recorded talking about ego one day, that I, as somebody that I would consider in a subjective bracket of high achiever, is, you know, again, it's a term, you, it's all subjective to each person, but in terms of I have big goals and I go after them. So in relative terms, that can be seen as a high achievement. But I would make a lot of my decisions out of life based out of ego. A lot of my win at all costs, the shit I had to do, the things I had to take, the amount of energy I had to put into competing was built out of ego. It was built out of somebody telling me I needed to look pretty because I wasn't happy with the way my life was. And I'm not saying that everybody that competes, that does bikini or men's physique or muscle or fitness model or bodybuilding, has that, because they don't, but I had, so I can speak on it from me. And at the end of the day, when you make decisions out of ego, you make bad decisions. I still have to pull myself in every aspect of life.
Recognition is key there, isn't it?
And pulling people on their shit. Like, it's so important to have a network of people that can pull you when you're making ego as your choice. And I've said that to you, you know, that you have to, when you can make decisions out of, am I doing this for a pat on the back or because people want me to, you know, I want to feel good about myself. That is a time when you need to take that self-reflection and self-awareness on yourself and go, well, what's spawning that? Why do I need people to tell me I look pretty? Why do I need people to tell me I look amazing? Why do I need to put this post on Instagram and get 1,000 likes to feel good about myself? Because at the end of the day, that is, there's a bigger question there or a deeper question there that I had to pause and reflect and analyze on myself. And I've had people that I've worked with in my programs that have had similar issues with body dysmorphia and the way they feel about themselves and the way that the world looks at them or they look at the world. And
sometimes just having that self-awareness on why do I feel that way? Because the normal is a subjective term again, but there's certain ways that you will feel. Like I had a girl tell me once when she broke up with her boyfriend, or he actually broke up with her, he just stopped calling her, that she feels horrible when she's in clubs with her girlfriends because they all have boyfriends. And I was like, okay, well, what's spawning that? I was like, why do you feel that way? She's like, I just feel alone and lonely. All my girlfriends have boyfriends. All my girlfriends have boyfriends and I don't. And I was like, okay, well, what's spawning that? Why do you feel that way? Like, because when you're looking for external sources for your happiness, you're never going to be happy because an external source is out of your control. You know, they say happiness comes from within, and it's a Buddha quote and Dalai Lama, and they say that it comes from within, but it's true. It's a very stoic philosophy that when you're looking to external things for happiness, you're never going to be happy. I put a section of that in the book at the very, very end with my life, my 10 life-changing lessons that I learned, and I wrote that for Holly, but I put it into the book because the feedback from the people that trialed it in the support group that read it got such incredible feedback. I left it in the book. But I spoke that when you're seeking to get happiness from external things, whether that's from clothes, a car, a house, a pat on the back from somebody on an Instagram post, that you're never going to be happy because you're seeking gratification in what people think of you and how they feel, as opposed to finding out that there's something within you. The end of the day is, and it's great to look amazing, and I make my living out of making people feel better about themselves and look amazing and getting the balance with food and training and diet and changing body composition and before and afters. But the end of the day, that's not all people are. You know, there's so much more to you, and everybody else is listening to this. You have more to offer the world than you even know. You know, like, it doesn't matter what stage you're at. You have a brain in your head, and when you're putting everything that you have into the way you look, that's because you're looking for external gratification then, because that's, you're putting you, and I can only speak as somebody that did this. I put my entire, this is who I am and the way I look. So when I wasn't 5% body fat, or and I wasn't 89, 90 kilos of muscle, I felt I wasn't me, and I felt that I had to be that version of me. And when you try and fill in the gaps and become that person, you have to do everything to reinforce that belief. You know, whereas if you have it coming from within and you feel better about yourself because of what you can offer the world and the way your brain works and the way you are with people, that fitness just takes care of itself. But to come back to your question in terms of what people should look for in health, I would advise getting, I put it at the end of my last podcast at the end of December when I said the things I learned in 2016, what year are we in now? 2017. When I said the things I learned in 2016, it was when you take care of health, your body takes care of the rest, you know, and the body takes care of itself. Because when you've got your nutrition on point and you're eating foods that work for you, and you're doing a training program that's focused and based around your goals, your body just responds because your health is at its optimal level. And as someone that's came through that over the last 18 months or so, I can say that's tried, true, and tested. I'm probably in the best shape that I've ever been in. I like the way I look now, even though I don't hold it. I don't make it my only thing that I can offer people. I'm like, I have more to offer the world than you, as whoever's listening to this, Barry, you have it, people listening, you have the same thing. You have more to offer the world in the way you look. But by all means, get your health on point, get your nutrition right, get your training down, get supplements that support your health, energy, and fitness, and then your body will take care of itself, and you'll end up getting into amazing shape, changing the shape of the body composition, and you'll look the way you want to look, but you won't tie everything that you are into that.
Perfect.
Awesome. Okay. Next question.
So third one, you hear a lot of people talking about, obviously the meaning of life or finding happiness and all that. Do you think that finding and pursuing your passion is the kind of, say, I suppose, key to life or the key to happiness?
Okay. Great question.
It's a tough one, but.
Yeah. It's a tricky one in terms of, it's very much person by person. Mm-hmm. I can speak on my own case, and then I can speak of people that I've worked with. I think finding your life purpose, and I've done a separate podcast episode on this, is very individual to each person. For what that looks like for you may be very, very different.
Yeah.
For me, my life purpose is about serving as many people as I can, helping as many people. The days I go to bed going, oh my God, that was an amazing day, was the day I got to do my Facebook Live, my Snapchat Q&As. I got to meet somebody for coffee that I was able to help. I got to do a seminar where I got to interact and speak with people and help them and serve as many people as I can. I know for me, that was my life purpose. And this podcast, my Snapchats, my Facebook, my social medias, my business, my programs, my brand, all of that is just my way of trying to serve and provide as much value to the world as I possibly can. That's what serves me, and that's my life purpose. but that may be completely different for somebody else. Your life purpose might be to be the best husband or wife that you can be, to be the best father or mother you can be, to get into incredible shape and just prove somebody wrong that made you feel bad about yourself once upon a time in life. You know, finding your life purpose doesn't necessarily mean finding your passion and then building your life around that, but that's what it looks like for me. The reason that I wake up and, like, I love the Warren Buffett quote, you tap dance to work every day. Warren Buffett's one of the richest men in the world. He owns Berkshire Hathaway, which owns the majority of Coca-Cola, and he fluctuates between the top three people in the world. He's like 86 or 87 now, and he literally says, I tap dance to work every day. And I feel like that when I get out of bed every morning. I'm like, I can't fucking wait to get the day going. It's the same in those nights when I don't want to go to bed because I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited about what I'm going to do tomorrow. Like, when you can go through your life like that, that's massive. And I've had my issues with anxiety. I've had my issues with stress. I've had my issues with worry. And I still deal with these things day to day, but I live in day-tight compartments. I have a section in the book about how I dealt with anxiety, how I dealt with stress, all of these things that massively affected me. But I built strategies into my own life that I included in the book to help other people. And again, I don't mind plugging my book because I'm not taking any of the proceeds for this year. It's all going to Make a Wish in Ireland. So you can buy my book when it comes out. You can buy 10 copies of my book. I'm not making any money on it. So you can literally, it's just for my way to give back, because I'm very fortunate position that I make money through other means and speaking and my programs and stuff. I don't need it. I'd rather be able to give that back. And again, it is in alignment with my mission to serve and help as many people as I can. Yeah. And particularly people that are in a more or less fortunate position, because I remember what it was like to have no money and be in that position where that you didn't have, you know, a euro or a dollar or a pound to give somebody else because I was rooting through my couch trying to get money for the bus. I remember that day. It's vivid to me. But in terms of each person finding their life purpose and why they're here and what they need to do, it's very much down to identifying the things that make you happy, identifying the things that make you unhappy, and then do more of the things that you love and less of the things that you hate. What does that look like for you? What do you think, Barry?
Yeah, I think, well, you hit the nail on the head there at the end. You talk about it just boils down to happiness. Like, you know, you wake up every morning and you feel, you know, you enjoy doing a million and one things. And some people, they go to a job every day and they're happy doing that. It might look completely different to you or me. So I think at the end of the day, it's different from person to person, like you said. I think once you're getting up in the morning and you're happy and you're going about your day, you're doing stuff you like, you're around people you like and care about, I think you're on to a winner. So as I said, it looks different for every different person, but it's just a matter of finding that. So if you're not happy, change something, you know, or if you are happy, do more of that. Yeah. So, you know, you could talk all day about it, but I think it just boils down to the simplicity of just happiness and enjoying life. And I think if you're doing that, you're doing pretty well.
Agreed. And the thing is, happiness is subjective to each person.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. And it comes back to what I said earlier, that not putting your happiness in your external things that can be taken away from you. Mm-hmm. It's a very stoic philosophy. I love the And I live my life largely by this. I'm a very easy person to keep happy. You know, my whole day, I am more than happy to be able to get up and be able to do my content, meet people, spend time with Holly, play with her and read. If I can build my day around that, that is nearly a free lifestyle. None of that costs me any money. It's why I'm able to live pretty frugally, because I don't care about nice cars. I don't care about nice clothes. Yeah. I'm not attached to any of those things. Like Seneca says in his book, The Letters from a Stoic, the fastest route to wealth is the contempt of wealth. And if you can go through your life and realize that happiness doesn't come from external things that can be taken away from you, that car, that business you have, the clothes on your back, all of these things can be taken away from you. And the things like, people will come up and go, well, he's got so many followers or she's got so many followers on Instagram or Facebook. I wish I had that. They're vanity metrics. You know, Mark Zuckerberg can turn around in the morning and go, fuck you, fucking Sally, and take away your social media following. And then that's gone. So when you put your happiness in the numbers, because numbers never end, and you put your numbers into, that's the same with your business and the earnings that you make. You know, you're putting your happiness into an external thing that's infinite. Numbers are infinite. You know, the same with your social media following or whatever it is. And you're like, well, how come he's got 50,000 or 100,000 followers and I don't? You're putting your happiness into an external thing that can be taken away from you in an instant. So find the things that make you happy and don't let other people's opinion and what they say is the right way to live your life dictate your happiness. You don't need to wear expensive clothes, drive a nice car, and have a big house to be happy. You know, if you spend your time with people you love, that you love to spend your time with, you're doing a job that you enjoy getting up for every morning, you're on the route to happiness. You're on the road to happiness. My advice would be to double down on that. And if for any reason you're not on that path and you don't like your job and you don't like the people you hang around with and you're unhappy, you have the ability to change that. As I said, the easiest way to change your life is to start influencing the things that go into your mind. Your thoughts become things, and the things you put into your mind will influence the actions that you take, and the actions you take influence the direction of your life and the circumstances that you have. If you don't like where your life is right now, change what you're putting into your head. Consume more information, follow the people that can support the end goal and the end journey for you, and then double down on that until your circumstances and life changes. I can speak as somebody that was there. I wasn't happy 3, 4, 5 years ago working as a teacher. I felt I had more to offer. I wanted to be in fitness. I wanted to do what I'm doing now, record podcasts and make Snapchat Q&As or whatever that looked like at the time, and have my free time to be able to train and read and consume things that make me happy, spend time with my loved ones. My day, if I get to play with Holly every evening and every morning, and I get to meet my mum for lunch, and I get to hang out with my friends during the day and have conversations that move my life and their life forward, I chalk that down to a success. You know, that's nothing external. There's not things that can be taken away there. God forbid anything bad's happened. So find what that looks like for you. And if you're not happy with where your life is in, you have the ability to change that. Don't ever think that you're stuck, because that's when depression kicks in. That's when you start to feel you're stagnant. You have the ability to change. Confucius says, he who says he can and he who says he can't is both usually right. If you tell yourself that you can't change the circumstances, then you're right. If you tell yourself you can, you just consume the information that supports that, and then you go and do that. I'm living proof, and you're your own best example. And the only reason I use myself is because you're your own best example. And you can do that by changing the information you consume, following the people that support the end goal. It's why I'd say audit your circle on social media. Yeah. Don't follow the people that make you feel bad. Don't follow the social media wankers that have glute and ass selfies every fucking 2 minutes, unless that's supporting you. You know, if that's supporting you and motivating you every time you see it, by all means, double down on them. Follow more of them, you know. But for the people that feel bad about themselves watching that, you need to audit that and not follow those people. That may be me. You know, I've spoken about this in videos and in podcasts before. You know, you may watch my content or listen to my content or Barry's content and be like, oh, I actually feel really bad after listening to that. And I'm like, fucking unfollow me then. Yeah, you know, exactly. If I'm not supporting you becoming the best version of you, don't follow me, because I'm not the person that's supposed to help you become that version of you. There may be somebody else out there that looks completely different, that speaks completely differently, that has different values, and you need to go follow them, because they're the people that are going to support you. So my advice is, find the information, find the people that support the end goal, and then double down on that. And that's how you're going to get happiness. That's my advice. Awesome. Okay, so thanks so much to my guest, Barry. Barry, where is the best place for people to find more about you?
Yeah, so you'll get me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at O'Sullivan Fitness, and my Snapchat at BOSully92.
Deadly. Definitely follow his Snapchat. Barry puts up great stuff, particularly his food stuff, and his Q&As are really, really good. So follow his Snapchat. And for more information on me, you can follow my website. My blog is on my website, and my newsletter, www.briankeyfitness.com. And my Snapchat, BrianK019, which is probably my most active platform at the minute. I definitely recommend, if you're following me on anything, follow me on Snapchat. It's where I put up all my workouts, my food, and I open it up every day for Q&A. Back and forth. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all Brian Keane Fitness. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for downloading. Catch you soon. Hey, everyone. As a thank you to everyone who subscribed to my podcast, I'm giving away 2 free programs every week for the month of April, 1 for each episode. My 2 flagship programs are the BKF online program, which is my male and female program that has everything you need to build muscle, lose body fat, and tone up. Each version is based around your specific goals. And my GA Lean Body Program, which is all the tools you need to get into incredible shape, whether that's to build muscle, tone up, or lose body fat, while simultaneously improving your performance so you're fitter, faster, and stronger on the pitch. For a chance to win whichever program fits your goals best, just subscribe to my podcast and leave an honest review, and I'll be picking 2 winners every week. Winners will be announced on my Snapchat, BrianK019, so be sure to follow me on there to see if you've won. I'm picking the winners from random reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, so thanks again for downloading and subscribing, and best of luck to everyone. We can't.